In Georgia, I went to a barbecue and I thought it was going to be a grill outside, and it turned out to be a pot of pork barbecue on the stove, which was very good, but very different. Yeah, they pride themselves on creating things to cook their meat in for the barbecue. Like, one of the men was bragging about how he used an old refrigerator to smoke the meat in.
I'll be darned.
Are there some Mexican foods that are easier to buy than to make yourself?
Oh, God. Oh, my wife won't make Mexican food. We always go out to eat Mexican food.
So you don't even cook your own enchiladas?
No.
Oh, okay. What kinds of things do you grow in your garden? Do you grow any vegetables
I
or?
don't have a garden. The guy next door has a garden, and he grows tomatoes, principally tomatoes, and cucumbers and things like that.
What kind of crops do people grow in El Paso?
Principally cotton and corn.
Is it corn for human consumption?
No, mostly for cattle feed.
Okay. What kind of fruit trees do people have? Do you have any fruit trees?
We have a plum tree in the front here, and it's kind of a volunteer, and it's been there for 20, 40 years now. And, well, it wasn't volunteer. It was a volunteer when we lived on the other side of town, and we brought it over as a little plant, and it's still
in
the
front.
But the people next door have some kind of a tree, now I can't remember what it is. I think it's apricot tree.
Those are good.
And they do have grapes too, vines. We don't. When I was growing up, we had a grape arbor and a fig tree. And my brother and I used to, a huge fig tree, and my brother and I used to pick the figs and then market them. And that was the way we made summer money.
That's great.
Didn't like them to eat. Once you fooled around with them, you didn't want to eat them, that's for sure. Or at least I didn't.
Well, I didn't like figs until I tried them frozen. That takes
really?
Most of the taste out of them, I think. do you have, when you cook corn, what do you have to peel off of it?
Shucks.
And the white stuff, the white strings are called?
Corn something or the other. What do you call it? Corn?
Did you call it silk?
Yeah.
Some people call it the tassel.
No. Well, we've called it tassel too, but silk I think is the most common word.
In Mexican food, sometimes you eat refried
beans.
Now, somebody said they ate beans in El Paso, but they didn't specify what kind of beans they ate. Would you just assume they ate refried?
My dad always ate what they called Boston baked beans, and these were white beans. You know, most of the people in El Paso area don't. They use the Mexican bean, the dark brown beans. I think they're called pinto beans.
I think you're right. The little tiny tomatoes are called... Yeah. I know because we have them.
what do they call them?
Do you call them cherry tomatoes?
Cherry tomatoes, yeah.
The brown vegetable that grows under the ground and has eyes is called?
Potatoes.
And what about the red vegetable that, the Russians make borscht out of it?
Beets.
Is the yellow vegetable, the long yellow vegetable?
Squash?
What about the